Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE have a charitable foundation. It's called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bill to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, and they support hundreds of nonprofits here in the mid-state. Find out more at sharingchange.org or at mte.com. We're going to be talking about the Salvation Army today, and it is our pleasure to welcome in Misty Ratliff. She is She is the Development and Communications Manager with the area, which includes Rutherford County and the Murfreesboro Corps. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's absolutely really a beautiful day out there.
Sure is. Couldn't ask for better weather. Summer's here, you know.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about something very summery here in just a second as well. So kind of give me a little bit of background about you. You are kind of and how this all works, because Nashville and Murfreesboro are partnered and you kind of do development and communications for both corps, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So I work at the Nashville office, but the Murfreesboro Corps is a part of the Nashville Area Command. And so we provide support services like fundraising, development, communications to help Murfreesboro do the programs and have the impact that they do. So I've been with the Salvation Army almost 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I did several years as a volunteer coordinator, ran Angel Tree for a little while in Nashville, and then switched over to this role about 6 years ago. Yeah, we just love to be able to get the message out and to share with the community how we can assist those that need our assistance, but also for those supporters who help us, what their impact is when they partner with us or when they donate to us.
I think, and maybe a lot of people don't realize that we're in a pretty unique situation in Murfreesboro to be as close to Nashville and also have a corps here, because usually it's a much larger service area, but we were fortunate, and a lot of foresight went in the late 90s, I guess, early 90s.
Oh, yes. And as Murfreesboro and Rutherford County as a whole continues to grow, the need for the services here continues to grow as well. So, you know, over the last year or so, you know, you've seen our Pathway of Hope program really grow. You've seen changes in how we are working with those experiencing homelessness. It's not just an emergency shelter. We also have programs to help them find permanent housing if that's a pathway that they want to go down. So we are starting to really kind of expand the services based on what the community needs. And that's what the Salvation Army typically does, is looks at what does the community as a whole need and how can we assist with that.
And also, I mean, there are other organizations that are doing some things that the Salvation Army used to do, but, you know, why duplicate services? Help support. So
absolutely.
I'll have to take a while view a lot of times.
It does. It takes everyone all together. And we know that. I mean, even in Nashville, we don't do everything. Like, we're not. There are so many facets to poverty issues and things that we work with that it does take. It takes everyone to kind of address the needs of the community.
Misty, I know I kind of alluded to this, and you talked about the great weather, and you know, maybe duplicate some days this summer, and you got camp. So
yeah. So we are almost about ready to wrap up our camp registration tomorrow for our summer camp for youth in the city. Tomorrow is the last day, so if you haven't and you're interested, please reach out today to the Salvation Army and say you're interested in maybe sending your kids to camp with us this year. We're going to have two different camps. We're going to have that one for younger children, ages about 8 to 13, and then we're going to have a teen camp as well. And so those are two different weeks. Our camp is located on the Tennessee-Kentucky line up at Dale Hollow Lake. And the kids really get to go for a week in nature. And we firmly believe that camp changes lives. And I think camp is one of those programs that everybody can relate to, no matter what your situation was growing up. Most of us got some form of camp experience. And we really do remember that camp in a way does change lives. I mean, for some kids, it's the first time being away from their parents and having that experience to be independent and be responsible for their schedule. And, you know, did I take a shower? You know, those kind of things without somebody like looking over their shoulder saying you need to go do these things. And so we really believe that camp can build confidence of trying new things. Some of our campers have never really been outside of the city. And so they don't have experience on a boat in a lake or jumping off. We've got a big raft basically with a slide out in the middle of the lake that we take the kids out to. And so they get this experience of just swimming out in the lake. They get to try archery. We have a mini farm. There's just so many opportunities for them to explore things that they may have never had a chance to. And it can lead to, you know, interest in things that may come into play in the future. They may find something that's like, hey, I really want to explore this and build on this further. You know, and it also builds connections. You can make lifelong friends at camp. We have so many stories of older adults that will come back and go, oh yeah, I met this person from another city and we stayed close. But it also builds teamwork and learning to get along with people that may not be from your community and have the same experiences that you do. And it can build empathy when you learn about different situations and different things that people have come from. So we just really think that camp is such a pivotal thing for the youth that we have to experience. It's why it's so important to us. And right now we've got, from Murfreesboro alone, we've got about 20 to 23 people, kids registered to go. And like I said, we still got another day and a half, so we may be adding to that. And then overall from the Nashville Area Command, we've probably got about 90 to 100 going. And so it's just such a fun time for the kids, but they're also learning at the same time. They don't necessarily know that they're learning, but they're learning. And, you know, it's also a place for children to be introduced to God and to have that, chance to experience that and just, you know, have that exposure to be shown the love that comes from God. And, we just want to make sure that they have all those opportunities.
Sure. So are there requirements or when are the two camps?
The first camp is going to be the week of June 17th.
Okay.
And the teen camp, I'm sorry, I don't know the exact date, is later.
Okay.
But registration, the first part of registration is going to be closing tomorrow.
Okay.
They do that just so they can see what the numbers look like, and they may open it back up, but we won't know that until later.
So, and the dates are important for those who are listening out there. I mean, are there certain requirements, or if they fit the age group, do they just call and inquire about that? How does that work?
Yes. If they are interested and their children fit the age requirement, they should call and see if there's still spots available, and then find out about the registration process. And we have staff that can help walk them through the registration process as well. But there's no kind of like income requirement or anything like that to be able to apply for camp.
Okay, very good. So again, if you're interested in having your kiddos go to camp, and this would be for the first camp in mid-June, you got to get on. I guess both camps are going to close registration, right, tomorrow?
Yeah.
So go ahead, and if you're interested, call the local Salvation Army office here in Murfreesboro, and they'll get you connected and get you all the information that you need to know about that. Misty Ratcliffe is joining us today, the Development and Communications Manager with the local area Salvation Army. And one of the things as the development manager is Beyond the Bells that you get to help with.
Absolutely. So Beyond the Bells is our annual fundraiser for Murfreesboro specifically. And so I know, hearing that, you know, I'm from Nashville and that the Murfreesboro sits under the Nashville Area Command, you may think, well, where do the funds go? All funds raised in Murfreesboro stay here in Murfreesboro for the Murfreesboro community. So this event is specifically to raise funds for the general operating costs of Salvation Army in Murfreesboro. It's going to be June 5th. It's going to be at the View at the Fountains. And it's just a time for us to share stories of lives that have been impacted by the investment of those in the community, and to just give a little bit of an overview of, you know, how we've, or the services that we've provided and the people that we've helped in the past year.
Well, one of those is Nathaniel, and we're going to actually meet Nathaniel. So take a listen or watch here, and this is Nathaniel.
I had a mentally retarded brother. I had to fight for him all my life. That's how I started to fight. People, you know, started to pick on him, make him cry. So, you know, I got in fights. Then, you know, they graduated to guns. So I had to up my game. I learned through the courts by getting in trouble, what to say, not to say. My mother's side of the family don't want me to Nashville because there's so much going on down there. So I came back to Murfreesboro. 2010, it was like exit pills. My birthday, December 31st, we having a party. I'm getting stuff out the trunk. dude come up behind me and try to rob me, but he kind of like small. He was, you know, junked out. Instead of me shooting him in the chest, I shot him in the leg. It hit a main artery. I was fighting for aggravated assault. This is my second time in prison. I did 10 years straight. That's from 2010 to 2020. I come to Murfreesboro, so I know how to work on the driver. Never been licensed. I ain't had my driver's license. This is my first time having my driver's license, Social Security, and birth certificate. Because the things I was doing, you were supposed to have no IDs, period. But it gets to your head. So drugs, alcohol come in your life. Things got worse and worse. I try to check in the Salvation Army. I come up here. First, I come to Career Center. They approved me to go to this truck driving school. One day I came up here, you know, I said, yeah, I'm homeless, but I need a place to stay to go to truck driving school. So I filled an application. I think I came in like 4 days later with my clothes and everything. I'm trying to go in another direction. Well, I am going in another direction. You know, Salvation Army helped me get my own place, 2-bedroom trailer. I got blessed people behind me, believing me. I have a daughter also. She was born 91. Her name is Dreamer. She'll be 31 October 6th. I got 3 grandchildren. They in the projects right now. But I want right now, I want a place for me and my daughter and my grandchildren. You know, I think for the Salvation Army, just my changing my mind thinking. Salvation Army just showed me how to appreciate small things. Because I'm 52 years old. Could have been dead a long time ago. Well, I know I owe the Salvation Army my life.
So that's Nathaniel's story and one of the stories that we got to see last year at Beyond the Bells. And, you know, that's kind of what this is. It's an introduction to the lives that are changed by the local Salvation Army.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times people don't think about what is the story behind the person that they see. And so we want to share those stories so that people can see that there's different paths that lead people into situations like homelessness, or the generational poverty story of this is how my mom was, my grandma was, and so it's just what their family knows. And we like to share those stories so that people can kind of relate a little more or understand a little more why people sometimes find themselves in those difficult situations.
Yeah, another that found another totally different situation, but another person helped is Carla. Let's introduce you to her.
I've been living here in Murfreesboro for 6 years. Everything was going good. I lost my Section 8. The sheriff came to my house and like, you got 4 days to get out. You're gonna be evicted. I started panicking. I'm like, what? So I had to scramble, find a storage for my things to go. So I'm like, this can't be happening. I was trying to do multiple things at the multiple times because my son, he has a disability. So I'm trying to get him some help. That's the most difficult thing, is trying to find another place to stay with that on your mind. When we came to the hotel, the counselor there helped me. My son, I guess, told the counselor that we was living in a hotel. She telling me to call the Salvation Army. I had, once again, no idea what exactly the Salvation Army did. I didn't know that, you know, individuals or families could stay here. I filled out for an application, and from there, I think they called me 3 days. I felt very surprising. We had our own place. We didn't have to share with anyone. They had a shower in the room. I mean, everything was just like a regular apartment. I was very surprised, very happy. My son, he's in therapy now. It's been a total miracle. And all due to that for the Salvation Army. They have really helped me from the top to the bottom.
And that's Carla's story. And I'm sure we're going to hear even more stories at Beyond the Bells this year. And I encourage people, if you haven't been, find one of the table hosts. They'll get you connected and join at Beyond the Bells this year on June the 5th. Is there, Misty, a particular thing they should do, or can they just call the Murfreesboro Corps to find out more?
Yeah, if they're interested in maybe attending and they don't know a table host, they can either call Salvation Army Murfreesboro, or you can go to the website salvationarmymurfreesboro.org and fill out the contact form, and then we'll get back in touch with you.
salvationarmymurfreesboro.org is the website. Our time has just gotten away from us here this morning. It's been good catching up with you, Misty, and we'll be talking with you and others from the Salvation Army each month, and looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Joining us today from the Salvation Army Area Command is Misty Ratcliffe. She is the Development and Communications Manager. And salvationarmymurfreesboro.org. You can get information about camp. The contact information is there. Find out more about Beyond the Bells and all right there. salvationarmymurfreesboro.org. Thanks so much for joining today. If you missed part of the program, you can check wgnsradio.com/listen to see where you can listen back or even watch Big G TV. Have a good day.